Granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is pretty elated now that Bethany Smith has promoted him to circulation manager and has given him the job of delivering bundles of Diogenes pamphlets to other towns and cities. This promotion has renewed Lum's hopes of winning the $10,000 prize being offered to Pine Ridge's most honest, kind, and generous citizen. As we look in on the little community, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and library. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Well, morning, Lum.
Oh, morning, Abner. Come on in.
Well, what you doing sitting there at the library table? You taking up reading like Grandpa?
No, I was just studying how I could make this table look something like a desk.
Huh?
See, I want to fix me a little office here.
Little office?
Yeah, as long as I'm circulating manager for Dodge and these now, I figure I ought to have a place to do my work.
Well, what's wrong with the desk you got?
Well, that's for the store business here, my Justice of the Peace office.
Huh?
I got hard to have another one, make it look more important.
Yeah.
I got a heap of important work to do now.
Yeah, well, exactly what work have you got to do, Lum?
Oh, I don't know. It's important, though.
Yes, huh?
For one thing, I got to travel all over and take them packages of pamphlets on honesty and right living to fellers in the other towns.
Uh-huh.
Fact is, Dodge, and he said I ought to be ready to leave at most any time.
Any time?
See, I got my hand satchel all packed there and going to keep it that way all the time, too.
Well, you don't need an office just to keep your hand satchel in, do you?
Well, there's other work I got to do besides that.
What other work?
Oh, different stuff. I figure a traveling fella like me ought to have an office to leave from and to come back to anyway.
Uh-huh.
And then I was sort of thinking on getting me some rubber stamps so I could stamp different things on the packages I'm supposed to deliver.
What things you going to stamp on them?
Oh, handle with care, this side up, use no hooks, and all that stuff.
No hooks, huh?
Well, I'd even get one that's a special delivery. That'll make me look awfully important if people on the train see me carrying packages with that stamped on them.
On the train? You got to go places on a train?
I sure will. Dodge needs no telling where he might send me.
For the land's sake.
I might have to go clean the Kansas City someday. That little bitty trip I made to the county seat was just sort of a trial, Dodge, and he said. Just wanted to see how good I could do it.
Yeah, well, did you do it good enough?
Why, of course I did. Once I set my head to something, I never fail.
Never, huh?
I'm the one Dodge and he's knows he can depend on now. Told me that himself.
He did?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't nothing to that county seat trip. I just hung around the depot and give the secret password to the fella. Light the lantern, friend. As soon as he answered the lantern's lit, I just handed over the package of pamphlets to him.
Well?
Of course, I'll admit I give the password to a lot of wrong fellas first. But I'll catch on to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I'd say, light the lantern, friend, they'd look at me sort of funny-like and shake their heads and walk away.
Well?
One fella even handed me a quarter.
A quarter?
Yes, sir.
Well, reckon what that was for.
I never did figure that out. I kept the quarter, though.
Well, maybe he wanted to buy some of the pamphlets, Lum. Wait a minute, here comes Mousy. Doggies, he generally gets down to work earlier than this.
How's Mousy been doing lately? I ain't been keeping much track of him since I've been doing circulation work.
Oh, he's doing all right, I reckon, Lum. He's awful conscious worker. Gets the delivers out on time and all that. Does everything you tell him to do. I reckon he's doing all right.
Good. You will need him more than ever now that I'm going to be traveling over the country most of the time now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, morning, Mousy.
Morning, Lum. Abner. Wonderful world.
Oh, yeah, wonderful world, Mousy.
Wonderful world.
What's that you're carrying there, Mousy?
Oh, this is a package of sausage.
Sausage?
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Delancey stopped me on the way to work this morning and said he couldn't pay his grocery bill again this month, so... he wants me to turn this sausage in on the account.
And no one expected that.
That old tightwad, he's always turning something in on his account. I don't believe he's ever paid us no cash money, love, as long as he's been trading here.
Now, so you tell Mr. Delancey we ain't got no use for no sausage. Beth Abner wants to take him home and have Elizabeth cook him for supper.
Well, I might. I reckon we could use him more. Wait a minute. Look who's coming up there. Dodging these long.
Hi, Granny, it is, ain't it?
Yeah.
Someone G's coming to see me again. More than likely wants me to start traveling. I hope it's New York this time.
Well, what shall I do with the sausage?
Oh, just set them down there for now.
Yes.
We'll figure that out later. Lucky thing I got my hand satchel already.
Mind out. Here it comes.
Yeah. Howdy. Wonderful world, Arjuni.
Wonderful world, my friends.
Wonderful world.
Yes, indeed. I have an imperative commission for you to execute, Mr. Edwards. I wonder if I might have audience with you alone.
Ah.
He wants us to be alone, Abner. You and Mousy step outside for just a minute.
Well, we won't listen to nothing.
Go on outside, Abner.
Oh, well, all right. Come on, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Dad, blame it all. I never do get in on nothing exciting around here.
Yeah, all right, you want it, Diogenes.
Oh, friend Lum, the faithful, the trustworthy. Are you prepared to travel?
Yes, sir, Diogenes. All packed and everything. Yes, sir.
Oh, excellent. It is then of your ilk who reawaken the hope for a future utopian universe.
Here, huh?
Yes. You see this bundle of pamphlets, my friend? Know you their destination?
What's that again, Diogenes? I'm here to jump the track.
I said, do you know where I want you to dispatch these messages of truth with all haste possible? The answer is Fort Smith.
Fort Smith?
Yes. How soon can you make your departure, my faithful harbinger of honesty?
Well, I can leave right away. I can catch the morning mail hack into the county seat, and then I can take the train from there. I've made that trip before.
Oh, excellent, competent friend. Here, take this money to purchase your railroad fare. I'm sure it will be sufficient.
Oh, no. I wouldn't think of taking your money, Diogenes.
Oh, but I insist, my friend, you must. You are doing my work. I must pay you for it.
Oh, no. We're all in this together, Diogenes. I'd be more than proud to pay my own fare. I'm known as being awful generous that way. Besides being honest.
Well, as you wish, then, if you insist. Now, here are your instructions. You will use the same password, like the lantern friend. And then you will also wear the same red ribbon in your lapel.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But this time, you will not look for our representative at the depot. You will find him at an obscure restaurant called Mother Potter's Chili Bowl.
Mother Potter's Chili Bowl?
Yes.
Is that a eating place or cafe?
Yes, Mother Potter's Chili Bowl. And you will find him sitting in the back wearing a yellow ribbon in his lapel. To him, you will deliver the pamphlet. Remember you all that?
Yeah, I remember me.
Good, excellent. Now go forth on winged feet and spread the light of truth and kindness to all the darkened corners of the world. And remember this, my friend.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
What's that?
Let us not be Humpty Dumpty's friend. Let us not have a great fall. Farewell, my faithful herald. Wonderful world.
A wonderful world, Arjuni. Granny, I'm his faithful herald. Wait a minute, where did he get that name? My name ain't Harold.
Can we come back in now, Long?
Oh, yeah, you can come in. Dodge your knees just went.
Yeah, I've seen him. In fact, I see him going down the street there, but I never know whether he wants us back in here or not.
Sure.
What if he wanted with you? It's a secret that way.
Just like I told you, Abner, I got to travel.
Got to travel?
The fact is, I got to leave right away.
Huh?
Spread the message of truth and kindness.
For the land's sake. Well, where are you going this time, Long?
Well, it's a secret, so don't neither one of you or Mousy either one tell nobody.
No. I won't breathe it to us, old honest. I won't. If you'll trust me, Long, I won't tell nobody.
Well, I ought to tell you so you'll know where I went.
Well, sure, I gotta know where you're going.
Going to Fort Smith.
Fort Smith?
Yes, sir. Going to ride the mail hack to the county seat and take the train from there on.
Well, I do know. Well, you leaving right now, huh? Well, I told you better hurry then, Lom, because I've seen the mail hack go by here already.
Oh, my goodness.
Here,
well, I'll have to run to catch you.
Why, sure you will. Get out of here.
Mousie, hand me that satchel there by the library table.
Yes, sir.
Granny Dabner, I'm getting to be awfully important to Dodge, and he's, you know it.
Oh, my goodness, alive, yes. It looks to me like, Lom, you're might not have sense to win that $10,000 the way you're going, you know it.
Yeah, do my clothes look all right?
Oh, sure, you look fine. You look fine. You got other clothes in your satchel there?
Yes, I changed the shirt, so.
I hear you are, Lom.
Yeah, thank you, Mousie. Well, I'll see you fellas when I get back.
Yeah, so long, Lom. Be careful. Wait a minute, Lom. Don't forget your pack of your pamphlets here.
Oh, yeah, Granny's. I can't forget them.
Why, oh, here.
The whole reason I'm going.
Why, sure.
Yeah, but you're right. Well, take care of the store and everything.
Yeah, we will. Don't worry now.
So long. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world. Doggy, I sort of hate to see this, Mousie. That Lom's getting in too good with Dodge, you know it. This keeps up, why won't none of us have a chance to win that $10,000 honesty prize except him?
No, sir.
I know Lom won't leave out it with nobody, neither. I know because he made it there with the mail hack. Old Lom was on. He made it. I wish he weren't so all-far dependable at delivering them packages of pamphlets. You know, sometimes, Mousie, Wait a minute, Mousie.
What's the matter, Abner?
I know his look. Look there, what's sitting on the counter? Oh, Lom picked up the wrong package. Now he's on his way to Fort Smith with a package of sausage.